There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
Great reference.
Yeah. Amazing reference.
That's what we need more on the podcast. Yeah, more Marty Robbins references.
That's right.
Like that girl from El Paso.
Yeah.
Dude. Felina?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, Felina was a firecracker.
You know, she was a good reason to get shot down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In El Paso, Texas.
Put them up, boys, in El Paso, Texas. Oh, man, there it is.
All right, to y'all.
All right, to you guys. Speaking of podcasts, we just spent this whole time talking about it. We're back, by the way.
We're back.
Another
just
episode.
Just when you thought we were gone forever.
Yeah, just when you thought it was over.
Just one in the month of October, it looks like.
That's all good. It happens, you know.
It's the holiday season.
Yeah, exactly.
Feel lucky you're getting this one.
Yeah.
Consider it your bitches. Halloween present.
I watched last night in its entirety Trump on Schultz's podcast.
Oh, great.
Flagrant 2.
Great. Flagrant 2, because Flagrant 1 wasn't enough?
Something happened there. There's a story there. I don't know what it is, though. But I remember the Flagrant podcast with Andrew Schultz. I remember that, and now it's Flagrant 2.
It was a crappy little set, nothing to it, right? And back in the day, from what I remember.
Back in the day, yeah.
Now it's like, I mean, it looks like a morning show,
it's crazy.
Studio or something.
They blast those soft lights, and everybody's wearing pink, and it's very weird.
Yeah.
It's a good podcast, though. It really is. I remember when Andrew Schultz was doing a podcast with Charlemagne the God.
Yeah.
And
Brilliant Idiots, right?
was a great podcast for anybody who is into comedy and hip hop and radio.
Nice.
Which is like,
I like all those
that's
things.
My whole life. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's you in a nutshell, but I like all those things too.
Yeah, and it was a good podcast. It was a really good podcast. And,
can I say, just very quickly, and hopefully this doesn't go off any kind of tangent, but that like some of the best radio people in the world are ugly, and I feel like Charlemagne, he's ugly,
you think he's
right?
ugly?
I think he's ugly.
He's definitely got a face for radio.
I mean, he definitely takes care of himself, but yeah, he's got a face for radio, for sure.
He's short.
Like, I feel like he changes looks every whatever different direction you're looking at him. He looks different. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I saw.
No offense to you, Sean. I know you listen all the time.
He's tough, too, isn't he?
You know, I wish I could have the God.
At the end. And Charlemagne, I mean, a French king, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's already
one of the good ones.
Royalty, and now you're deity.
His real name, I'm sorry.
Was it like Jared Higgins or something?
Like Gerald or something like that. I have to look it up.
I don't know his real name.
It would definitely, if you had his name, you would definitely change it to Charlemagne the God.
Bubbly the...
yeah, that's right.
Bubbly the deity.
Yeah, that's right.
But I have listened to his, 105.1?
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club, yeah. I have caught just some of the videos over the years.
It's what we're subjected to. It really is an awful show except for him.
Well, the best things about that show are the pop-ins of people that are talking.
That are mad?
Yes.
Yes, like Birdman?
Yes.
The Envy,
put some speck on my name.
Envy seems like a pretty smart dude.
I don't like Envy for what he says about I like certain hip-hop artists. And I think DJ Envy has a terrible take. That's a whole other
yeah.
I don't think many of our listeners are like super in deep on like New York radio hip hop. You know,
but Charlemagne, very smart dude. Very
I like Charlemagne.
Man, I've seen the clips. He does research so quickly and stuff to call people out. He's like, he doesn't ever seem wrong. At least
I do like his version of wokeness because he's not woke to the. To the umpteenth power, like we see, he's very involved in, you know, the plight of the black man, which I'm down with. He gets checked and he acknowledges it. You know what I'm saying? Like I think he's good. I think he's very good, and his brand of wokeness is something I can subscribe to, listen to try and see what people are thinking. Do you know what I mean? Black people did not designate him as the voice of black people, but I think he does a pretty good job.
They're designating Trump more and more every day.
That's true.
Woke originated as just like it's not as it's the way it's always been done isn't the way it should be always, right?
Well, the original idea, it's like wokeness was just meant you were hip to the fact that like maybe black people haven't had the fairest shake in this country,
or
which is reasonable.
I've been on this planet since for 37 years. There's never a point in the time of my existence on the planet where that hasn't been the case.
Yeah,
where it was like, you know what, maybe Jim Crow wasn't that bad. I've never heard anyone say that.
But there was certain times in history before ours. You know, maybe that's where it comes from. They're trying to still educate people. Like, people literally opened up, like, the LA Times or whatever, and were like, Rodney King, like, apparently the LAPD is beating on black men.
Sure.
What is this? This is news to me.
And
they learned, you know, and it's much more accessible now. I think everybody is down with it.
And I think a big part of it is not everybody's got a fair shake, you know. Everybody's
not everybody
dealt a different hand, and that certain, you know, identity factors of yourself laying, including the level of melanin you have in your body, it really has a huge thing to say on your outcomes in society, in your socioeconomic status, your success, 100%. Whatever.
And
where you get to send your kids to school, and it's just a little bit of a. For me, I don't like the word term anti-woke. I like woke more than anti-woke because woke is just like, it's just a kind of realization that that certain people do have certain privileges and certain people have certain disprivileges.
It's just been hijacked by the type of people who be like, you're not woke if you don't believe that my penis is a vagina.
It's been hijacked by white dudes who always got to bring it back to them one way or another.
That's right. That's way.
Who are like, women now.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what? If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
That's
Gosh. White men are pretty self-centered, you know, especially the trans one. Okay,
that's right. but Charlamagne's good. DJ Envy, I don't like him. And then
what's her name?
Haley B or whatever. Heather B. Yeah, she's all right. She's pretty hot. Yeah. Heather B's all right. Yeah.
She's just.
But she's just sitting there. Yeah. Like, she has no take one way or another. She's just like, I know. Wow. You know. She's a hole. She's a hole.
I feel bad for calling Charlemagne the God ugly. All right, I'm sure he does very well for himself.
I don't find him that ugly. He's not particularly. Yeah.
And if I do, it's only because I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It takes one to know one.
They had Bill Burr on The Breakfast Club recently, and he destroyed Charlemagne in an interaction that was so funny. It went viral.
How could you not be destroyed by Bill Burr?
Exactly. Though? He'll destroy anybody. You know, he was telling a story, and they were referencing Heather B, and he was like, you know, I knew somebody a lot like Heather B, but it was a man. And when he said that, Charlamagne just said, like, oh, did you date him? You know, trying to make a joke. And Bill Burr's like, when is black people going to stop with all this homophobia? You know, and he's like, he looks over, he's like, you with your manicured eyebrows and your sandals and socks on, you act like you don't swing a leg over the fence every now and then. Like, just killed him. And Charlamagne didn't sit there like he was
laughing.
You know, he was dying laughing. You know,
is it out of place to say, I think of the people that I know, you could sit down with a Bill Burr if we had him sitting right here, you could hang. I couldn't.
I don't know.
I think you could.
He's like, I don't think I could, but I'm not sure if anybody could.
Of the people in the world that I am aware of, I think you could.
I would know what not to ask him.
Gotcha.
Because the moment that you start being like, so tell me, like, where do you get your ideas?
Right.
Or something like that. That's a grave mistake.
You know?
So I wouldn't make that one.
Mr. Burr, what's your favorite color?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a favorite animal?
He might actually enjoy those questions.
No deep questions from him, or what?
No, I'd get some deep questions, but like when you start asking Bill about anything, like, how do I become you? Where do you get your stuff from?
He's gonna roast
like
you.
Then especially when you start talking about cancel culture, like, it's easy for him to say I might roast Bill Burr for a second. He completely changed the way he does comedy to make sure, you know, that
he plays it safe these days.
Plays it really safe these days. You can go
you
back
that,
and
Bill?
Find all the stuff. Yeah, yeah.
He's
I know he's
out.
Listening. And again,
exactly.
No, Bill's the G, and he's like one of the goats for sure. Top Mount Rushmore of modern comedy, no doubt.
But I say we invite him on the show.
Yeah, we'll get him.
He should sit on, he should sit over there on my face.
We keep
Lainey's chair.
In this empty chair.
Lainey's chair. He should sit on Jay and Lainey's face right over there.
It's a whole genre of...
But back to the Schultz podcast. Yeah. See how I weave it?
Yeah, wow.
Very good. I was going to say, Bill Burr was on Charlemagne, who had a podcast called Brilliant Idiots with Andrew Schultz, who recently hosted Donald J. Trump.
We're not rambling.
Wow.
No. We're not, that's not rambling. No. That's called
Only the bad people would call it rambling.
I could never do that, for the record.
We all keep doing this with our fingers. Hold on.
Yeah. It was huge. It was huge.
Yeah, yeah. The point...
That was the biggest transition ever. Probably the
walked
greatest.
In and he said,
I loved the podcast. Obviously, I was a huge fan of it. I will listen to it again. I thought it was really good. I think Trump is extremely delusional, and his points are so bad. You know, they're so bad. But
what was his worst point? What was his most cringy?
The one that got me the most is, and I will come out and say it right now. Uh-oh. I'm a big advocate of liberal. Well, you'd call me this if you've heard the last 50 podcasts. Take what I've said, and now here's this.
Okay,
I'm a huge advocate in women's reproductive rights. All right, okay. I believe abortion.
So a woman should
be
able to make her decision when it comes to her reproductive organs.
Yes. Now social conservatism means don't make a scrapbook of them, you know, and like like a Facebook reel of all of them. It should probably be reserved for like a dark
placentas.
Yes. Once you said waved goodbye at that little sucker in the toilet, like don't snap a picture, get it.
Dang.
But
oh my god,
yeah.
Too far
and all that, but like let's not make it you know McDonald's drive-through style, but like, and you know, and then when Trump was talking about it, he said, well, yeah, of course, if a man, you know,
easy with that word.
Yeah, I'm gonna be easy with the R word is a big censor. You can't
not
say
the
that.
That's six letter R
that
word.
References mentally dysfunctional people or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the
that
four
one.
Letter R word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a struggle snuggle.
Yeah,
is what a lot of people have been calling it.
Oh wow.
So like when you have that,
a snuggle with a struggle.
Yes. So gotcha. So he was like, if a man does that to a woman, and this man is a raving lunatic, he's from an insane, and he's murdered people, and then you should get an abortion. Like, does it have to be the guy is also like...
He has to be a raving lunatic also.
Yeah. It might
if
be the Antichrist.
Human
or,
being, he just kind of popped out of his normal shell and raped...
You're fine. Gotcha, you're fine. Yeah, basically, if it, like the rape isn't the bad thing, it was all the previous murders and escaping prison. That's where, okay, fine, you can have an abortion.
The father was Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
All right, they look in there, the baby's got a little mustache. Like, okay, like Planned Parenthood might be the best choice.
We could all say that's probably the second worst thing you could do to somebody apart from kill them. Okay, so like we don't need to add more things onto it for it to be bad and merit an abortion. Like I would say that because, and he kept saying it, he's like, yes, there's exceptions. If this raving lunatic had broken out of a prison that's full of murderers and he's
only
an arms
because
dealer.
He had a death sentence. If he was
that's
only a
right.
life sentence
yeah.
guy.
And I know that's not what he meant.
Right?
I know that's not what he meant.
Yes.
But like it came off.
But that's
if
what
I was
the Dems
there,
ran with.
Yeah. If exactly. I was there, I'd be like, so he also has to be a murdering, stealing, hijacking terrorist?
What if he's Mozart?
What if it's a normal guy who just does this horrible act to a woman? Mm. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough to merit that? So that's what I believe. And also, I believe also that, you know, if a woman wants to put her career or herself in front, it's her choice. I just don't think that it should be there should not be like, oh, I'm on my 9th punch card, the 10th I get for free type thing. I don't think that's
What's the best argument against that? I can't even think right now.
Well, there's...
Well, shouldn't their choice be before the pregnancy, not after?
Mm.
You know, or what, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
And term
really
limits.
Don't.
God
term
acts
limits.
In strange ways.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
mysterious
I don't buy into
ways
that.
Is typically the...
I think God would look down and be like, no, that's okay. Flush that one out. Like,
I'm not going to push back against what you're saying. I agree with you. That was like one of the weakest moments of the podcast.
Sure.
But I also feel like it's because that Trump, and I'm not trying to defend him here, but he's been pushing to a corner on that issue.
Yeah,
he's
for
a guy,
sure.
Just as Schultz had asked him, he's like, you know, hey, you know, Barron, your son,
Yeah.
He's handsome. He's tall. He's making a bunch of money. You know, he's killing it. He's unleashed on New York City. He's like, you sure you want to get rid of Roe versus Wade right now? You know, and
this guy's about to be having a lot of, you know, it like was corner store abortions.
What a thing to say to the unbelievable to the former president of the United
States. Schultz has balls that hang to his ankles. Yeah, he really does.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
I don't know where you get those balls. Yeah. But
how about Trump, though, to commend him too, then takes it like, dude, any other politician would have been like, like, cut this. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, Trump laughed and was like, no, we're the firm on that, you know?
It's just,
and then gets
stupid. I just hate that abortion still got to be such a shibboleth. This thing in our society. We just can't. They've been talking about it for goodness gracious.
Yeah. It's a sin. So is so many other things. Let people sin if they want to go to hell.
And you know what I mean? I wouldn't even go in there. I was going to say, I was kind of hoping Trump would go with, look, it's not something on top of my radar.
Well, that's what he believes, though.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm saying.
20 years ago, right, or some shit, and said, yeah, listen, it should be.
How many? Talk about punch cards and, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. If anybody, Trump probably has had a few back alleys, you know? Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you believe that every life and all that, I get it. I don't think that should override, but I get why you would. And listen, I've had it summed up before by a comedian. Who was it? It was Louis C.K. It always is. He really is. You know, a modern dude who says some great shit. He's like, listen, don't get angry. Like, if you think that the person who blows up an abortion clinic is great, they think they're murdering babies. They believe that. You know what I mean? That's a belief that they're holding, that babies are being murdered, and then does something. So it's like, you can't argue too hard with somebody who actually believes that on a daily basis, you know? And I'm not going to, like, it kind of is a little bit.
Sure. Look at the guy who
life, you know,
I believe they've made a satirical movie out of this. I got on my list to watch and I forget what it's called, but it's like a satire film over the Pizzagate scandal when that,
I never watched that. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. When that dude busts into Cosmic Pizza in Washington, D.C. and started firing his AR and looking for kids enslaved in the basement and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and because he legitimately thought, because he had just been fed such delusional nonsense. That the Democrats were keeping a slave ring of children for sexual purposes,
and that was a crazy out of the way story. Now people get that on a daily basis,
dude. It's crazy
that misinformation.
You know, Democrats create hurricanes because they need land in North Carolina,
and it goes
as
both
if there
ways.
Isn't enough already.
So Republicans are purposely letting climate change happen.
Yeah,
which is, from the other side.
Exactly.
The grand conspiracy on the left is like, if we had listened to Al Gore 24 years ago, these hurricanes wouldn't happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, well, and the same, the crazy folks on the left are trying to kill President Trump.
Well, to the Republicans' credit, if the oceans rise an eighth of an inch, all of California dies. So that's more in their favor.
That means some electoral victories.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody's leaving California by droves.
Oh, they are, man. It's crazy.
And they're heading into Austin.
Yeah. But then also, like, the people that matter that need to leave aren't.
Yeah.
Because that's if you increase these carbon taxes, watch all these billionaires leave the state. It's like, you don't get that many good sandy beaches and good weather in Nebraska.
Sorry. That's the thing. As long as the weather's nice in California, they're going to be killing it.
They'll be like, goddamn, carbon taxes. All right, I'll pay them because I get to stay here.
There might have been a few that moved to Florida, the Republican California.
Yeah.
But then, like, with Milton comes rolling through, they're like, we don't get this.
Yeah.
We just have, like, an earthquake that could happen in any time and separate LA from
it's crazy.
The rest of the state and the continent.
I'm gonna roll them down. Nice.
Yeah.
So the abortion thing, and then the other thing was the Iran deal. I've always criticized Trump, and maybe I haven't looked into it further, but I never saw anything proposed in lieu of it. You know, the Iran deal. I mean, it's what we had. It's what we got. It at least gives us time to breathe and think to just get rid of it. Is I think is
Did
a really
we send people to Iran.
did we send?
Yeah, I think they were. That was one of, that was going to be part of the agreement, is that we were going to send IAEA inspectors over there, to international inspectors, to check on this stuff. But
for
here's
the
reason I was all I,
well, we sent soldiers over there.
Never to Iran.
Just recently, this week.
Oh, is it?
To the region. Yeah, we've got them in Iraq and stuff. Gotcha. And they're all over. We like tens of thousands.
We just, I mean, they just announced they sent specific units over there.
Maybe it was to
It was to Israel to help with in response to the Iran bomb, missile strike.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. I'm hearing on ABC News this morning, Kamala, she comes out and she's like, we just need to, like, I understand that we're the 15 trillion or whatever, but we need to increase our aid to Gaza Strip. And I'm like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I would vote for you right now if you said, and Israel. Yeah. And we should also think about our Israel brothers.
We're sending money to Gaza?
To Gaza?
Gaza?
To Hamas.
What?
That's the, I mean, synonymous to me. It might be different, but it's synonymous. This is all the same to me. Anyway, the Iran deal about stopping them from having nuclear weapons or producing them for an amount of time, not a great deal. I get it. It's finite, but it gives us time to figure something else out.
I thought that too, but they were such bad actors. It turns out they were such bad actors. They weren't honoring the deal whatsoever. So, you know, it's almost one of those situations, if you got a bad deal and the one side that this deal's really targeted at is not even following it, then you might as well not have a deal at all. Yeah, you know? I have long been, since the days of Rafsanjani in the late 90s and early 2000s, I've been like, there's hope. There's hope. I've argued with people like, Iran's a good country. Like, it could be a good country, you know? There's just, the mullahs will come around.
They're a great country.
Yeah. Yeah. They ain't coming around. Like,
What were they doing?
They need to be IDF'd or whatever. Yeah. They need a pager given to them, those guys.
So they were making nuclear weapons.
I hear like, they're like 6 months away, you know? I mean, they could probably make one. So they might have one right now.
Wasn't it in the deal that they were allowed to research and do this type of thing, but actually assembling and doing the last part? They didn't cross that line.
We were going to unlock. There was going to be lifting of sanctions. There was going to be trade deals. There was going to be instead of them maybe enriching uranium that could get up to a certain point. And I'm sorry, I may be speaking out some of my ass here, but I believe we were going to supply them with energy grade. Uranium or fission or products, as opposed to them producing it themselves, which you only got to go so much further to produce weapons grade material.
Right.
You know, that was the whole plan, but it was just like with Iraq. They had international inspectors go there. Well, they had secret facilities you only send inspectors to the ones you know.
At least they had to be secret and not just like, hey, everybody look at us as you like.
If they were up, if those ones were up, in plain sight right now, Israel probably bomb the shit out of them, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I guess, I don't know. I just thought nuking the deal without having, so to speak, without having something to, you know, I don't know.
Cold turkey was probably the wrong way to go.
Right. But he talks about the deal for a second, and then he immediately goes over to denuclearization, which is...
And he also says, he's like, I want Iran to do well. He's like, he's like, I want them to be successful, you know, be part of the international picture.
He references the Saudis at one point. He's like, oh, I got them. Don't worry about that. They're in my pocket.
No, they got us.
It was a great podcast. I really recommend you watch it, Greg. I almost called you Greg again. Second one in a row. Jay, you're the original Greg. Fuck. No, I'm kidding. Do I look bald to you? Wait. But it was a great podcast. And then when Trump talks about denuclearization, I'm like, I think that was pretty bold of him, I think, to say some stuff like that. I don't think that's a Republican.
It was really made up. I don't know.
It's all smoke and mirrors? Like, he doesn't actually believe that?
I never heard anything about denuclearization.
Let's go. You never heard that part?
No, I heard in the podcast, but I don't remember that being part of his presidency. Of course, I was reading a lot of New York Times and Washington Post, so they're not going to put that forefront. But
no, he just
also doesn't make sense
it.
To me.
You don't think?
Denuclearization? Nah.
It just goes underground at that point. But at least, it's not as...
You got to hide it a little bit.
Yeah, it's not as...
Then we're just
going
to fight conventional wars again. Like,
let's go to that.
Nukes have brought so much peace to the planet.
Yeah, but
Everybody's you know, got them.
There's this mutually assured thing going on. Yeah, I don't like it, dude. I know.
But then they're just one crazy dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Nuke them anyway.
Yeah. Some fat guy with a bowl cut goes like, you know what? Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Let's have the dance. And then the thing is that Trump knows so little about it.
Yeah.
That the way he talks about it like a 4-year-old would talk about Iron Man.
Yeah.
Or something. Like he's the nuclear, very important to me, the nuclear. I think he says nuclear a bunch, actually. He's like the nuclear.
The trade deals caught me. He's like, I'd wake up every day and ask, how's this trade deal coming along? Yeah, he didn't read a page about any trade deals. And no, a president shouldn't. Like that's what you have economists and specialists for and stuff. But listen to him, he's like the trade deal has the word deal in it.
I wrote The Art of the Deal.
Yeah.
Greatest book ever, well, actually, behind the Bible.
I had a deal with somebody to write The Art of the Deal.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Somebody else ghost wrote it.
Yeah.
And then he could and he did get on Schultz's podcast for an hour and a half and talk utter shit, but it makes me want to vote for him more than anything Kamala could ever do.
Same
ever
here.
Barron is doing an exceptionally good job at managing Trump's. Is he an official campaign manager, or is he's just kind of like, hey, Dad, you should probably go on. He's going on Joe Rogan next.
Yeah. Nice. So is that? I've been hearing about that, but I think Kamala is trying to go on there too. They're working out some deals.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think
at the same time,
Rogan this is would. Where we're at right now, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck the mainstream media.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
People go 100%. For 3 hours unedited.
When you have CBS, which used to be like one of the most, like the most trusted news source in the country. I think that was like Walter Cronkite back in the day, right?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I think that guy. Every American, that's what they got their source of news. And now CBS does this crap where like they edit Kamala's interview on 60 Minutes so she doesn't sound as dumb as she is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
come on, guys.
I wasn't expecting
that question. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let us
hear it in its entirety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then let us make our own decisions, guys.
This idea that, like, well, the media knows best for the American people. Come on.
It's craziness. Come on. It's craziness.
I'm in the media, and we don't know best for the American people.
And shout to broadcasters on CBS, okay, make six figures a year, but instead, like, you can have Trump on Andrew Schultz's podcast, making millions of dollars a year.
Oh.
And have a good time. The dude's just having a laugh out of the whole thing. Yeah. And a good time, and still able to pull more out of Donald Trump. Pull more humanity out of him than anybody else.
This is exactly how Trump destroyed Hillary by letting each dude watching at home be like that. I feel like I know this guy. I don't know Kamala. I don't know. She's never been to my state. She's never talked to my news outlet. She's never done this. How many people who are expecting, you know, Shane Gillis or another, comedian on Flagrant 2 that week, big podcast subscriber, they see Trump and they're like, oh, wow. Even people who are like, I don't really like Trump, but I'm going to watch. This is my favorite podcast. Let's go ahead and watch that. Millions of subscribers this guy's got.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know what? Trump can hang, and anybody who thinks that it's an act, it definitely isn't. This is this guy. He is this character
for an hour and a half.
No, you couldn't. There. Unless you're Shane Gillis as Trump, he did that a couple times now, and that's pretty interesting.
I did watch a follow up. I don't know if the Brilliant Idiots podcast, I guess, is still going, or I don't know if they
is it still going.
Well, I watched a clip with Charlamagne and Schultz together, like a debrief of the podcast.
Is it? Yeah, it might still be going.
And you know, right off the bat, Schultz talks about like how, or it was his guy, one of those, like maybe a producer or something, said he could he could watch the followers decrease as the podcast was going the episode was going, and Schultz was just, or maybe it was Charlamagne, he said that, I forget, one of them was just like, you know, that's the problem with the audience, like not a problem with you, the podcaster, your audience needs to be more mature.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where we are in America. Unfortunately, for so many people, they hear something they don't want to hear. They just go the opposite. Delete, follow, unfollow, unsubscribe, report, whatever. When it's just like, be a bigger person about it. Like, okay, you hear for an hour and a half. I heard a lot of things in that I did not like. I came into it being like, this is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I you know, I'm not for Kamala. I'm not for, if anything, I'm not voting this election is my plan. But yeah, I have watched this hour and a half, a little bit more than an hour and a half. And I was like, I came across like kind of wanting to vote for Trump now.
I'm not sure I came out wanting to vote for Trump. I came out liking him a lot more. Like, I feel bad for him that he has to do this. I feel like, dude, forget the presidency, dude. Just do with your own thing. You know what I mean? Or something. I don't know. But
it's like a guy that's trying to still make the ghost of his father proud. It was like one of the themes 100%. That I kind of got. Like,
He made a few, like, you know, my father's would have been very proud of me. I wish he could have seen me. Dude, his dad was a hard ass, dude. Yeah. He probably didn't like Trump at all.
If
like
there's Donald. Anybody that reminds me of Trump, it's Tuco from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Okay, they're like, I feel like that you could look, there's probably like a thesis paper to be written that Donald Trump got, you know, learned how to live off from Tuco.
Yeah.
But with at his one
older
point,
brother at
his
the,
older, yeah, yeah. yeah, he meets his brother at the monastery or whatever, and his brother's just like, you're just a piece of crap, you know, this
literally,
is, you're just, the family doesn't want anything to do with you, mm-hmm. You know what your dying, what mother, father said about you before, you know, when you weren't there. And as soon as he gets out of the monastery and gets back with Blondie, he's just like, oh, my brother loves me so much. You know, he's such a good guy. He didn't want me to leave, you know.
Yeah, he didn't want me to leave. And even the whole time that his brother is shitting all over him, Tuco's like, hey, you know, he's super excited to see him.
Yeah. Shrugging it off, you know, just wanting to be cool with his brother. And
that's a really good point. That'd be a funny read.
That's the vibe I got. It's like, it's probably his dad was Fred.
Yeah, Fred Trump.
You'll
Trump,
yes. definitely hear that same analogy this week somewhere else.
You think? It's a way it fucking goes.
It's the way it goes.
No one listens
Mark
to
that
us.
Shit.
I don't think anybody's stealing. Yeah. It's just we are first on it all.
A lot of the time.
Always, dude.
We were podcasting
during January 6th.
I will hear you motherfuckers say some shit, and I'm like, damn, that's deep. And then 2 days later, in our prep, which is this is going out nationally.
Yeah.
In our prep, the same fucking shit was posted. Yes. And I'm like,
we beat him to it. Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro. I'm not saying we're like these guys, but we say shit and then they say it two days later.
Yep.
That is 100%.
Joe Rogan has even said a few things.
And I'm not saying they're stealing.
No, they're not stealing.
They don't know.
It's convergent things, you know, ideas. And
but we could
Monday,
beat them. And then we would be like, they stole it from us.
Yeah, exactly.
Monday, I heard about, it was Columbus Day. Monday, I heard like,
you mean National Indigenous People's Holiday?
No. All right,
hold on.
No.
Well, yes.
Italian American. Sorry. We'll go there.
Italian American Day. Let's move it to that.
Yeah. But I heard, you know, I guess they like dug up Columbus's body and like tested whatever was left.
Is
they exhumed him.
What?
And they found out that he's Jewish, you know? And
now it's all Jewish. Now it's all hate against the Jewish people.
Instantly, my stupid mind, I was like, Jewlumpus. And then a podcast that I love, my favorite podcast. I listen to it all the time. I saw an episode drop this morning. After I was telling you, Tyler, about Jewlumpus, I saw the episode drop, and that's the title of the podcast. I'm like, oh, man, no.
Could you imagine being a woke person and being like, and he's Jewish.
Yeah, I know. That's why I imagine.
On top of all that,
the Jews are like, we don't need that right now. Yeah. Not, you know, the whole settler colonial thing kind of going on right now. Yeah. I don't know if we want Columbus on our side, right?
That's funny. Anything more you think about Trump on Schultz podcast? I mean, Trump is doing the gamut. He's running the gamut.
Yeah.
He's doing the right thing. He went on this past weekend with Theo Vaughn. He's done Andrew Schultz's podcast.
Theo Vaughn, I watched a few clips of that. I haven't watched the whole thing, but I watched a few clips of
that. I didn't find that one as good. This one was definitely better, but that's because of Theo Vaughn. Theo Vaughn's a wild child. Yeah, so, you know, that one was a bit of a weird ride. Yeah. You know, this one was a little more regular, I think.
Schultz was great at kind of keeping it on track.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Weaving it.
Mm.
Yeah. And then if Trump goes on Joe Rogan, that might be the biggest, most watched thing ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's possible.
You know?
Yeah. It's the new Johnny Carson.
Who's the biggest influencers in life or like the biggest people in this world right now? Like you got like
definitely
Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Taylor Swift, Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
You know, we're
Kim
talking
Kardashian.
About. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. True.
We're talking about two of the biggest heavy hitters going on to the same thing. This is going to be wild with the numbers that this thing does. And it's going to reach a lot of people. And Kamala is going on Fox today.
Dang.
Kamala is going on to Fox today.
Who's she being interviewed by?
Do we know what I said a month, 2 months ago? I say you need to go on Fox.
Yep.
You need to do all this stuff. She's going on today. I don't know who she's going with.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully it's... It's, you know, I wish the dude
Fox
who did
didn't
Red
have
Eye,
any of the names anymore.
Yeah, I don't know any of the Fox guys. They're all fired from sexual misconduct. So I don't know.
They're all like, they're so like milquetoast nowadays after Tucker Carlson is gone.
I guess Sean Hannity's still around or is
No.
He's axed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so
sexual misconduct again.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah, it's just a bunch of just no names. And the left is just so full of crazy people. Like Trevor Noah, is he still hosting?
No, that went to Jon Stewart now, which is crazy.
Oh, so that's not his. Okay, so
he doesn't even have the Daily Show on it. He sucked though.
Yeah,
Trevor Noah stunk.
Yes,
bad.
Well, and then I guess he's got podcasts or something. I've not heard this, but I read just a bit of a story the other day saying on October 7th, 1 year anniversary. That was last Monday. That's past Monday before of the October 7th terrorist attacks. Horrendous, you know, Hamas. Came across the border, killed 1,200 people, kidnapped a couple of hundred.
We forgot
know.
About that, though.
Yeah, just a nightmare situation. What led to so much that, you know, Israel's having to deal with now. In any case, he said something along the lines, to paraphrase, he didn't know if he would have had the strength not to join Hamas in the assault on Gaza. When it's like... Oh man. Whoa. Like that's like I you know, I don't know. I would have been pretty tempted to join the old terrorist death cult and just murdering innocent Israelis. I don't know. It would have been a really tough one. I kinda had to flip a coin on that.
Yeah.
A dude coming from an apartheid area.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
To equivalate what's going on over in the Middle East to what was going on in South Africa is fucking ridiculous. I think Sean Hannity's still on. My bad.
Okay.
He's still on.
He just looks like a guy that would have been canceled.
I think there were some allegations. He beat him. he paid him off.
Yeah.
Okay. Like how much is sexual assault worth to you?
Yeah. But
you
he was just he was big and then Tucker Carlson got on there, right?
Carlson
and just
stomped him out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now he's the biggest thing on Fox. Sean Hannity.
Megan.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Fox. I listen to her podcast all the time.
Yeah.
The Megan Kelly Show.
Megan Kelly, yeah.
Oh my
she's
gosh,
good.
So beautiful. And
she's actually good, though.
She is.
I think
she's
all
a little
right.
more. She's outrageous.
Oh,
times.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely outrageous. But
it gets them clicks, though, and I find her to be at least somewhat genuine.
Yeah. You feel like she believes what she says.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then, Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson, Bill O'Reilly, Sean
Glenn
Hannity,
Beck's like
all these
a Democrat or something now, right? Or I think he voted for Biden and then he came back and said, actually,
right.
Biden sucks. And so, I'm going to vote for Trump this time. And
too
late, bro. You're done, man. You got gassed away.
Yeah.
They turned their back on you.
So we wanted to move on to the next thing. Anything more on Trump Schultz? Because what was the next thing that we were
just as good and just I really recommend. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, check it out.
Yeah.
It's just a neat look at kind of where media is going nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just such an intimate. You know, I feel like you kind of get to see Donald Trump for who he is a little bit. And
podcasts
and
are
not
the
a
biggest
bad thing.
Medium. For a reason.
Yeah.
And
hearing
a political candidate on one.
Well, when you're on such a successful one, you know, you tend to forget just how influential
and
they
again,
can be.
Dude, and I challenge you, the hardest liberal, to sit on a couch next to Donald Trump and not be like somewhat charmed by him.
Yeah.
Right. Like he was sitting there and he was like, oh, this beautiful podcast with all these. One of beautiful people, you know, and he like just motions over to the guy who never said a word the whole time.
Yeah.
He's an hour in and he's like, look at this guy. Look at his hair. He's got a beautiful man right here. You know?
When they ask about somebody, Schultz asks about somebody, he's like, do you think he has good hair? And Trump's like, I don't know. Ask this guy. Look at his hair.
Yeah, look at his hair.
Yeah, he's the one you should. And then there was the other guy on the couch who I believe is the producer maybe for the podcast.
He
smokes
weed.
Right? I saw him on that debrief on the Brilliant Idiots one.
Oh, yeah?
And he was like, smacking up Trump on there. It's like, dude, you didn't say anything for an hour and a half. Now when he's not in the room, he's all talking trash about him.
Like every other word out of Trump's mouth was wrong. It was wrong, but it just doesn't matter. It's the image You know what I'm saying?
Although I do, I can appreciate, you don't, not every interview has to be this combative exchange. No, sometimes
let
you
the
just
man go.
Let the listeners decide whether.
How about Akash keep interrupting him on that? I was like, dude, if I was, so Akash Singh is the co-host for Flagrant 2, and he would be like, throughout the whole podcast, you would kind of hear like, yeah, and I was,
laughs way too much. Dude, you told me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, it's much crazy. Laughing.
Too, way too much laughing. Yeah, knee slapping idiots they are. But
yeah,
let the president talk if you don't mind. Yeah, right. You don't need to interrupt him.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Let him make a fool of himself.
Yeah.
All right. Don't open your mouth. Yeah, I mean, if I was the host all of a sudden to interview with Trump, I believe in an hour I would maybe say 15 words.
But, I would say Schultz gave a master class on how to interview
Absolutely.
The president, I think, is that you got to give to get, you know, and he said
he would shut shit down.
Yeah.
Quickly. He would be like,
move on to something else. Yeah. And he knew how to bring up different things, you know, and it not seem like a insult to the, like with the IVF. You're all about the IVF. Is IVF?
IVF.
IVF.
In vitro.
Yeah. Okay.
Fertilization.
Yeah.
Fertilization.
You know, Schultz is like, I really appreciate your IVF stance. You know, he's like, me and my wife, you know, had to do that. And I'm really glad that you know, if you get elected, you want to pay for it. You know, he's like, just let me know how to get my refund. Free fund or whatever. Yeah, and then he launches into the what about your stance on abortion kind of thing.
Yeah, because this is going hand in hand because there's a lot of extremists, not moderates, extremists on the abortion, on the pro-life side that are saying, oh, but also IVF,
that's
not God's plan.
Yeah.
And then also condoms is not God's plan, or like, you know, like pulling out.
They're going back to 1800 era laws.
Yeah, pulling out and shooting on the belly is not also not God's plan. Yeah. Like, if you pull out and shoot on her belly, SWAT team's gonna come crashing through the window. Hey, that was supposed to go. You don't waste that.
Well, it's up to states, only in Alabama. All right,
the states should pay for that. Actually,
well, they will. Yeah, but
so apparently, you know, terminating a 7-month baby in the womb is the exact same
as shooting on her belly,
as shooting on her belly, or potentially using in vitro fertilization to conceive a child. Yeah. And Trump's response is the best response. There were so many golden moments. There really was some gilded moments, maybe, because it's gilded. It's not golden.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on a lump of coal, you know, but he's like, we want babies. We want babies in this country. Let's have some babies.
Yeah,
you know?
And
he said, an issue.
What did he say? He said there's a lot of not corrupt or terrible. He's like, there's a lot of crappy politicians. Yeah. He was trying to say there's a lot of when brought that up. If I understood his point right, he was like, yeah, there's crazy people on the right who are going way too far.
Absolutely.
With this stuff.
And they want to tie it in. Have you ever seen a bill go from one thing to another? Like. It'll be like it'll get presented as this, and then hey, that bill is passed, and you read it, and it's different.
What do they call that? It has all that
Trojan horsing,
extra
the omnibus and the fat on it.
Yeah, the fat. Mm. What do they call that? The fat. What do they call that though? They call it something.
The gristle.
They call it something in politics.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know. But I always imagined
pork barrel.
It was like
pork barrel. The pork.
Yeah.
That's it.
I always imagined it Trojan horsing. Like, yes, oh, yeah. 100%. You know? And then, yeah.
The where it waters spending. Down that nothing ever changes. Yeah. Exactly. Obamacare was a perfect example. You know?
That's true.
When it first was introduced, it was much more of a kind of universal style health care.
You mean the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is the way Obama put it forth. That's why I love that guy. I really do. At the end of the day, all he wanted was for Americans to get decent health care.
Yeah.
You know,
because it's good for the economy.
Stupid idea. The mandate made it tough.
And as an older American, both Democrats and Republicans, three presidents prior to that have said, hey, we're going to make this health care thing right. We're going to work on it.
Yeah.
And nobody got it.
Not a single.
He got it passed. That he was the one that got a pass finally.
100%, dude. Like that. Like some people will look on it down on it, but I believe the
because
Affordable
they call it
Care
Obamacare.
Act, Obamacare. Yeah, I think that's one of his lasting legacies. I mean,
absolutely.
Because even Trump, like any Republican, was like, "We got to get rid of this. What do you got in favor of or instead?" Yeah.
And even the states.
Well, you know what? Let's keep that.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll keep that.
Even the states like Oklahoma and Arkansas, some of the reddest states in the union, found a way to keep the Obamacare money, but call it something else statewide.
Yeah. It's because they tried like 9 times to get rid of it.
Yeah.
The only thing they were able to get rid of was the penalty. Mandate.
Which is good.
It's a mandate, but now there's no fine. Yeah.
I appreciate that, though, because I was penalized twice.
Me too. Yeah. Me too, twice, and I didn't appreciate that.
That gutted it, though.
Like,
for sure.
You're right.
But if there was like, absolutely. It wasn't, I don't know. Let's just keep it. Because if anybody the Affordable Care Act is for, it's you, the regrettable listener, poor,
popcorn ceiling.
Uninsured. Popcorn ceiling.
Yeah, if you got popcorn ceiling, you're probably the Affordable Care Act.
If you've got affordable health insurance to you now.
If you've watched a TikTok where they have that little, like, what looks like a polisher for the ground, but it goes on your ceiling and it takes off your popcorn ceilings, then you're probably like me.
Yeah, yeah.
And you wish
I got that redneck drywall.
You got asbestos. Poisoning now.
That was from high school, actually.
But it's so hard. I was talking to somebody recently who has no money. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we drove here together.
Let's spoke complaining about the healthcare system and complaining about us about how a premium this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And I had to explain to him, well, for there's people like you who, when they park their motorcycle, they accidentally drop it on themselves, and now they got $200,000 healthcare bill. $200,000 healthcare bill, and they're only having to pay like $1,500 out of pocket for it. It's like, that's honestly what's wrong with our healthcare system.
Yeah.
Part of that, and the cheeseburgers and the smoking and the alcohol and the drugs and everything else.
That factors in.
Yeah,
but that's why, like, truly. And I hate to admit it, but I am a devil. I'm a devil. I'm a Democrat at heart, dude. I really am, you know?
But we just can't
That's the first time I've ever said it, I think, on this podcast.
We just can't get behind the crazy shit that's going on with the Democratic Party right now.
Yeah, whenever Trump's going on, crazy Democrats, they're losing. They're losing their minds. Don't make him right, and the Democrats
win.
It's easy as that, dude. 100%. There's like, it's right there. It's all right there for the Democrats.
See, and I'm with you, but I'm a 2024 social conservative, which means I'm like, of course I'm for gay marriage. Yeah, I believe there should be women should have reproductive rights. Yeah, that's socially conservative to me. It's a lot different than it was 30 years
ago. You're Canadian conservative,
but I don't want the drags. Drag time story.
No men
hours.
In makeup reading stories to my
You
son.
Don't want your kindergartner chopping off his weenie because he thinks he's a girl today?
Double mastectomies for and all that kind of crazy influence.
I don't want to check my privilege at the door like an umbrella.
Yeah.
You just want to recognize your privilege and utilize it properly.
Yeah, I want to be proud of America.
We all being racist for nothing. I can't even use it.
I want to be proud of America. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that white men, I mean, can I just go out and say that white men still have some political power in this country? So don't try to alienate them.
Right.
You know,
they're not all that bad. And by the way, that's another.
And fat people aren't always beautiful.
Okay. And they're not always ugly, too.
And that makes me.
Well, that's, sure.
That makes me like a fascist nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's at, you know,
you don't think fat people are just as healthy as 5K runners, Patrick?
Yeah, come on.
I like, the thing is that I can't ignore that. I can't just ignore science and fact.
Progressive is supposed to have meant, you know, you kind of go with like science and stuff like that.
How far can you jump with a vertical jump, and how far can you sprint? Those two are very great measurements of your actual health. If you are, if you look quote unquote fat, but you can sprint a quarter mile and you can jump 6 inches off the ground, you ain't fat.
For me, it's how many ropes I can shoot. It's like, that's my gauge for health. Like, I feel I feel like if you eat nothing but Cheetos and Dr. Pepper all day, it just dribbles out.
At one point, we were talking about like things to tone down, and the only thing that kept coming to my mind was that aspect of bodily emissions. Too much of that, and it's been 300% on this.
Who's getting canceled for that? I thought we were talking about
cancer.
That's
a natural man thing.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good gauge, of health. Yeah. You know?
I've never had a rope that I'm aware of. It's always dribbled.
You need to look at something. You're low on zinc or something.
This is my prostate, probably.
I thought that was all clear.
Well, I do want to, we're running out of time on the podcast, okay, because I got to go pick up the little one, but there's two things I really want to get to, and I want to spend at least 5 minutes, let's just take 5 minutes to talk about Columbus Day real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, because I really want to talk about this.
This past Monday?
This past Monday.
And, holiday for some?
A holiday for some. Bankers.
Yeah, bankers, state and federal employees.
Is that right? State as well?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Caitlin worked.
Well, she's county. She's county.
Oh, she's county.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's different. That's
just usually courthouses.
Okay,
stuff
state.
Like that.
Yeah. So, big Post problem office. There. You know, on Columbus Day, I had to actually Google search because I'm like, wait. So, like, I know Columbus opened the door to atrocities, obviously, but how many atrocities did he commit?
Okay.
Turns out he's a generally a bad guy when. Literally everybody back then was really bad. I mean, we didn't have Google to virtue signal ourselves.
He was just kind of a bumbling dude. Like he did a few expeditions. He never found anything. He was out of money. He was having to ask. He was a bit of a fool. Yeah, but an ambitious.
An ambitious fool.
You know, a star-eyed. Is that the right word? He had a gleam in his eye. This was his last big hurrah, right?
That was it. Yeah. I mean, that was literally
If you don't find nothing, you don't come back.
Yeah, you don't come back. Seriously. We want you out of here. That's correctly
right. Yeah, exactly. It was like just sail off.
Wherever you end up, that's where you're at.
Yeah. It was this like fourth voyage. They took like the sunny way from A Bronx Tale. Be like, we're gonna pay this guy to never see him again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like.
And with the hope, you know what? Maybe there's the 1 out of 100 chance he figures out that
it's
another way to China.
It's a win-win for them.
Yeah, we just want the spices.
Either he finds something cool or he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We stole some slaves.
Yeah. Who's to say that they didn't volunteer for it? You go there and a couple of folks is on an island and they're like tired. You walk the whole thing day. Walk the whole thing in a day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see some new worlds? Like I'm seeing your new world. Wouldn't it be nice if you came back with me and saw my world?
Absolutely. Yeah.
My old world.
I've got a timeshare.
This is the reason I just spent 50 minutes talking about Trump is that this is my recommendation out there. How about not in like when it comes to Native American or Indigenous Day?
Indigenous people.
Indigenous People's Day.
Yeah.
How about not instead of as well.
Yeah, sure. Cool.
Like
I'll trade you one for your 15 million.
Yeah.
Can't that talk that like works. That on here, Tyler?
Yeah. We cut down Columbus to give thanks all. And then also, I heard recently, I'm not going to steal the joke from Colin Quinn. I heard it recently. He was like, yeah, because that's exactly what Native Americans want, is their day to be on the day that this dude arrived.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, how about your own day?
Yeah,
like,
on their Christmas day. Or 4th of July or Thanksgiving or Day or St. Patrick's Day.
Or their super peaceful day.
Yeah.
You know,
did they have days?
No.
Did they know they days did. Of the week and months and years and stuff like that?
I don't know. But
the Mayans kept like, up with the sun.
Yeah, the Mayans. That's about it. And like, I feel like, you know, old CC dude, we shouldn't throw him in the trash completely. I really don't. You know, I really don't feel.
He's the reason why the three of us are sitting here today, for sure.
I mean, he could probably be directly linked to the fact that we have, like, microphones pointed at our faces with beer and, like, all this. Like, dude.
Medicine. Smartphones, cars, airbags,
the new world.
Flights.
The new world.
Cold beer.
You know what I'm saying?
Tomatoes, potatoes.
Yeah.
Which potatoes saved a lot of people's lives.
French fries. Smallpox.
You gotta take the bad and the ugly. Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Take the bad with the good. Can we recognize that Christopher Columbus? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, generally a bad dude, but, like, also, you know, like, kind of swung the door open for trade. And
also did stuff.
The Columbian Exchange, that's only something, like, that's one of those things you never really learn about in school, I feel like in high school and stuff. And I didn't learn about it in college. It was just, I stumbled across a book by an author I really enjoy, and I read about it, and it was all about, like, you know, so you think Italians, you think, oh, they've been making spaghetti sauce for centuries. Well, not until Columbus came over here and brought back a tomato. They didn't. That was not. No, the Italian ever ate a tomato before 1492. you know, the potato, you think Irish. Well, again, 1492, they were all over on this side of the planet, not over there. You think, you know, what's that? What's the most noble picture sometimes of you can have of like, of a Native American chieftain, you know, or a war party is like on a horseback,
on a horse,
you know,
yeah.
running the plains, ruling their territory, mm-hmm. you know, beating Custer.
Took
and
English
stuff.
For that, didn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, they didn't have no horses over here.
That's right.
We didn't bring them over here, you know, and you know, there's this great exchange of peoples, and obviously that's throughout history.
They ride buffalo,
anytime.
Probably,
yeah. Jay's Choctaw, so he can say that.
Stinking buffalo they were riding.
Yeah. Burning certain types of vessels that you would carry items in, you know?
Yeah. Or like,
way
you know,
before, okay, yeah. we got over here.
It wasn't all peace and love.
There was constantly war.
There was a few kids with their heads chopped off and their heads bounced down the pyramid stairs and all that. That was all going on. You know, it's like,
I mean,
hey, man.
You know,
do famously, like,
do your thing.
The Lakota were only there in the Dakotas because they had supplanted, I think, the Chippewa, you know, in their own war before, you know, before we got to that part of the country.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how things go, man. It was sloppy.
Shit
history
happened,
is
dude.
Sloppy. It's a his history is a chronology of dumb things that have happened.
Yeah.
The greatest thing about history is we didn't do any of it.
Yeah, we get to look back.
We can look back and be like, unfortunately, all of our parents fucked some shit up. But we can make it right.
Yeah, to dig a guy up and test his shit. You know, it's just like
who cares,
dude? You're tweeting your hate for Columbus. Do you not like that? Like, I'm not saying Columbus led to the iPhone, but like, you know, do you wish things had gone differently?
Right.
Do you kind of wish that you were still like using birthing sticks?
Using a bow and arrow to capture
a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
You had to run and chase down your meals all the
time?
On
the radio, I straight up said, I don't care how you're celebrating. Happy Columbus Day, happy Native Americans Day, whatever.
Both. That's the point.
Yeah.
Whichever
instead
one you can celebrate.
Instead of... Like, not instead, that's, I came up, I feel brilliant for saying it on the radio, not instead of as well. Let's do that. And
I mean,
like, don't replace the shit. We don't like anything being replaced in this country. Things that we were told to love or came to love, and then it's being replaced with, no, don't worry about that. It's just as good.
Yeah.
Trust me.
History is written by the victors. Until it's American history,
Straight up. Now
we got to let everybody tell their side.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. But like even American history, like we could have all been easily talking about those dumb rebels who thought that they could take on the British Empire.
True.
Yeah.
That's no funny.
And all sipping on fucking stupid tea with no ice on it.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Pay your taxes today, bitch.
Bunch of European weirdos.
No representation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I love
ain't
it.
Represented.
Yeah. We could easily just be talking about those idiots who thought that they could.
Yeah.
No, they pulled it off, and now they're patriots and his
100%.
And legends, you know, and like instead of
and we also recognize
squashed
that,
into the dirt.
We also recognize that some of the things done to the people that were already living here on these lands were wrong.
So, atrocities.
Yeah. So
atrocities.
And that's why, you know, lands have been dedicated to those tribes and
for
things
of
that nature.
That's why these are really tough.
That's why as well.
To simplify into a little like, well, we're going to take this away and give them the day.
Right.
That does nothing, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's false.
You know, these things are complicated when you're trying to talk about like bringing justice to historical... to historical atrocities.
Yeah,
you
don't
know?
Bring up the word reparations.
We'll see that now. That I was about to bring up that I'm a believer in the idea of reparations. You know, I've always
where does
have
it start?
Been.
So I can talk about shooting ropes, but now he's talking about reparations as if that isn't going to get him canceled in this
but it
area.
Is a, it's a little unfair though when you think like we've had 150 like immigrants from other countries, obviously from other countries, like come or I'm sorry, we've had millions, tens of millions of immigrants.
It's like 150. There's more working at the chicken plant.
Yeah, that's
there's
literally what
I meant.
Literally
in the last 150 years
since the end
of slavery, you know, there have been millions of immigrants who have come to this country. It had nothing to do with slavery, you know, and now we got to, you know, they've got to be part of the tax burden.
I feel like I'm out of it.
Tough.
I feel like I don't know. My sister did a 23andMe or whatever. And I'm good, dude. I feel like I'm clean on.
I feel
slaves.
Like I'm solid.
I'm
and
solid.
And whatever Americans we had,
I'm all immigrant here.
Yeah,
seriously.
Whatever American like or relatives we had that were Americans then were poor. Okay,
yeah,
they couldn't
afford a slave.
Yeah, my goodness.
And the part that's not immigrant was already here. So
Either way. That's right. Yeah.
To go back to the idea of oppression and wrap this all up with Columbus Day, all right, is that you want to talk about a group that suffered so much discrimination in America since its foundation, Italian Americans, okay?
Yeah, man.
Southern Europeans in general, but especially Italian Americans.
You seen a can of Chef Boyardee?
Have you seen the movie Goodfellas?
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
You know, it's like, and soon enough, that will be gone. Just like Miss Butterworth and Uncle Ben and Land O'Lakes Indian chick. Chef Boyardee is now going to be like, you know, Chef Thomas or something like that. Bringing you a ravioli.
Yeah.
Well, no, canceled. Sorry.
Chef identifies as a girl today, Boyard girl.
Yeah. No, it's just Land O'Lakes. It's just Ben's.
Just Ben's Rice now. Ben's Celeste. I don't buy it anymore.
He's not my uncle anymore.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, he's so close to me.
I didn't realize that was racially motivated. I thought that was just a sales tactic.
Yeah, that's like, hey, like Uncle Ben, just like
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima. That's what I'm thinking. I'm
who doesn't want some syrup from Aunt somebody?
Aunt Jemima. Yeah. It's Uncle Ben's.
Just Jemima.
I pour Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima's syrup on Uncle Ben's rice. I love it.
Yeah.
You know? Here comes Chef Boyardee. He's
Orville Redenbacher. He's black, isn't he?
That's hilarious. I don't know.
I think so.
He's like a black German. Famous
Amos?
Wasn't Kentucky Fried, wasn't KFC guy really actually black, but he's just portrayed as a white man?
Did they steal that too?
I don't know.
Dude, could you imagine how much a black dude would kill that suit?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That would look so good.
There's no way it was a white man. There's no way.
There's no way. You're right on that.
Oh, Colonel Sanders white in a white suit. Looked like a refrigerator with a head on top of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like a gay jug of milk he looked like.
but Columbus Day, and it's not that old. I think it was like 20s or something when barely 100 years ago. It was like a political move to get Italian Americans on the side of whoever.
Italian American Day.
So a political stunt is the reason that we feel like we still have to celebrate.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we don't care about some Goomba that came up.
Right? Because I remember...
Even when the country's named after Amerigo Vespucci.
In 1987, I can remember wearing the buckle shoes and the hat and the little deal that you put on
your... Are you a Puritan?
Yeah, I was a Puritan.
A pilgrim.
A pilgrim. I was a pilgrim in school. So we had to, out of construction paper, we made our own... You know, buckle shoes and pilgrim hat. And
sure,
everything.
I remember it.
And then so, because of a political stunt,
some Guido
is the reason
came
why
over.
I had to do that back in the day in the '80s.
Well, yeah,
and that's bullshit.
And then the other reason that somebody, if 5-6 years old, was pictured in red face and now has lost their entire had a good college job or something.
And they didn't even know at the time I actually could have been in red face and there would have been no cancellation.
Because
I could have.
Well, they would have tried. And then
here's the problem. White people, I'm not white enough.
Yeah.
Red people, I'm not red enough.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
Because I'm a mixed race.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm white passing, so everybody hates me anyway.
Yeah. Mm. Which counts for white.
Yeah, exactly.
it doesn't count for the other
race. For every other race, I'm white passing, so I'm white. But because
it still worked out for you.
On the check mark, I have to put Native American because I have a little bit of Native American blood in me.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm actually a tax write off. And a powerful person.
You're the problem with this country.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally. You're kind of paying as a small business owner, you're paying for your own tax write-off.
100%. Yeah.
You're leeching more than immigrants.
Do I get a tax write-off because I'm employing myself?
Yeah, you probably.
Yeah, you also fulfill your DEI requirements.
I also
do. You have any felonies?
Because the Choctaw Electric is my electric company, I also get a discount there too.
Whoa. Yeah. So what are you complaining about?
I know, right?
Y'all got it good.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, it's all good. Italian American Day.
But why do you get a discount? We invented it.
But should we fault the Choctaw Nation because they can run their government better than the Americans?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, think about it. You say, "Oh, the Choctaw Nation
have
can
you seen
do
the
this,
people?
Can do that."
Have you seen the reservations?
All the free shit they get. Well,
yeah,
the Choctaw Nation does a pinnacle.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Navajos.
Really?
Rough, yeah. Dude. Some of those really Canadian. Rough.
I mean, we have dental
care. Oh, the Canadian
care.
Ones are crazy.
We have dental
yeah.
care.
Yeah, Choctaw yeah. Can stand pretty strong, actually.
Yeah, yeah, that's having honest there. Honest tribal
and
leaders.
And we recognize yeah, yeah. any tribe, too. Mm. As the Choctaw Nation, if you're Navajo, you can come utilize our services.
Right. Yeah, come on by.
Yeah.
We got them. So yeah. take it from the white
Cherokee. Man. Yeah. Any of the seven civilized tribes,
right? Right,
those, not fuck those you scalpers,
not those dirty. Yeah. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah. You dirty. Yeah. What is it? What yeah. Arapaho?
Indio. Yes, the Seminole tribe.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm the kidding. Seminoles yeah. that you murdered out of existence before we got there.
Yeah, but there's a Seminole, Oklahoma.
Yeah, there is. Mm. Yeah, and I remember buying furniture from them.
Yes,
yes. But
yeah, shout out to the Choctaw Nation. Though. Yeah, I'm not can't say that they're a diamond. Dude. In the rough, but they certainly should be an example.
For yeah, no, I agree. So. They're one of the top tier nations.
Shout out to the Choctaws and other indigenous people, and also shout out to Christopher Columbus, man, for absolutely. Making that yeah, brave yeah. ass, something because that none of us would have ever done.
Back yeah. back you to know? What I said originally, the three of us would not be here if Christopher Columbus had not
trace your
history back.
Yeah.
If Christopher Columbus hadn't come over here, we wouldn't be here. I know for a fact I wouldn't be here because... You and know, that, a white man yeah. and a native person at some point in their time hooking up.
That's right.
And it's not entirely fair to him in both ways, I guess, is that I don't think he ever actually stepped foot on North America, right? Maybe Florida.
Mexico, but, right?
Well, it was like Hispaniola. Where Haiti and Dominican
Haiti, yeah,
Republic
yeah, okay,
are.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that where he took the people from? Or no?
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah.
And then he went on to Mexico, then, right?
Yeah, I thought he went to like, you know,
the peninsula,
like the Carolinas somewhere. Or something like that. He went and enjoyed some. He went to Raleigh.
I don't know.
Like, he pulled a lobster out of the ocean. Yeah, went to Atlantic City.
Yeah, yeah. Had a great time.
Yeah. You know?
America was and always has been.
Here, maybe Florida.
Here's
he made
thing.
Like several trips.
Here's
yeah,
the
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, he came back.
I don't believe
times,
any
yeah.
of the shit I learned from the history books in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, the Santa Maria, the Pinta, and the Nina.
I believed it back then, but I don't believe none of y'all no more because y'all made me believe a bunch of crap.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Yeah, yeah. You got them wrong. Or reversed them.
Reversed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice I also believe Eskimos lived in igloos in Alaska, too. So
don't they?
Yeah. Well, did they come from? I mean, that's the thing.
New Yorkers to this day think that.
Yeah, with this?
In Native Americans.
With that? Like
that New Yorkers to this day think Native Americans in Oklahoma live in teepees still.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I can say is, you know, I mean, the indigenous people of the Americas came from fucking Russia. Who came from, you know, elsewhere. Who came from elsewhere.
Who came from Africa.
True.
They all came from the Middle East.
They didn't just pop up. They didn't just grow out like potatoes. They crossed that ice bridge and came over here.
Yes.
You know? So, like, who is...
Actually, all of America... It was a... what do they call that? The flat America people, what do they call it? The flat earth
flat
people?
Flat earth?
What do they call that? No, the dome that's mentioned in the Bible. What do they call that?
I don't know. The...
I blanked on the name. But anyway, that whatever they call that, it's... Never mind.
The cradle? Know. The cradle of life or no?
No.
That's Africa. So, yeah, we all came from there anyway. So, like, you know, ain't nobody residing in...
That's true.
You know, Oregon, you know, they just came to life there, unless you believe in, you know, all that, you know.
Firmament.
The firmament, the waters of the firmament.
The firmament,
you divide the waters.
So, there's a mention of the firmament in the Bible. That's why there's a lot of flat earthers that, you know, come from that. So, but
like we're supposedly come from. Yeah, if we want to start, we'll start at the Middle East. We'll just start there.
Yeah, that's
forget
true.
The
I
south
believe that.
Of that. We'll just start at the Middle East.
That's why I'm all for reparations.
Yeah. All right. So like what did those guys have to kill to make it to Oregon? You know, like probably something, you know, maybe not people, but some are, I don't know. It's all
cave
ridiculous.
People.
Can make
like Neanderthals and stuff.
Could have been, but where, who
they
knows?
Either killed them or sexed them out of existence.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That was a big
bred them out.
Yeah.
Isn't it Joe Rogan's stance that Neanderthals only came after whoever created the pyramids were wiped out by the crater that created the Gulf of Mexico. Right?
Yeah, right. So
I think
crater hit people in the pyramids were like, oh shit.
Because they had already figured out a manipulation.
Neanderthals came.
Because he was wiped out all the smart people or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. He has some interesting thoughts.
It's true. It's not alien. I'm not saying it's aliens.
Yeah. But it's or the aliens. Water ape theory or whatever.
What?
Anyway, well, that's for another podcast. Okay. That's our 5 minutes on Christopher Columbus.
We're going to hit some copyright infringements there or something. Yeah. Keep talking about that. That's why we haven't been able to bring a Bigfoot on this podcast.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Which was obviously found on TMZ. Y'all saw that, right?
Oh, did they?
TMZ produced a video out of Oklahoma City that was Bigfoot. Y'all didn't see that?
No, they're trying to get that $1 million.
What?
Y'all got
it
over
was
here?
$3 million, actually. $3 million. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen that.
Wow. Okay. That was a big TMZ story over here, but of course, we're in Oklahoma. So.
Yeah. Well, listen up. All right, I gotta go get my son. We got some stuff to say. All right, so are we still on board? Even as great as this podcast
was,
I really feel like it's this is like, a triple
it's
like A.
We're not just
yeah. All right, let's just. You'll hear it from me first. All right, we are. We went 2 weeks without doing an episode due to various conflicting things, nonsense.
Felt like
this
3 weeks.
Way, that way.
Was it only two?
It technically kind of is.
Yeah.
When we record, it's almost 3 weeks. And we're sitting down and we're trying to figure out how to make this better for you, the listener, how to bring this to the next level, if we even want to do such a thing.
And we're all busier than ever.
It's crazy. You know, got other stations.
Added more stations
Jay,
now. Yeah.
You got new stations. Patrick's got a whole second full-time job.
Literally.
I'm chilling. Like, I got nothing really that much going on, but a son that
he's got a young man that he's investing his time into.
Yeah. And, you know, you should try that sometime, Patrick. No, I'm kidding.
Investing in
a young man.
Yeah, investing in my son. Yeah, yeah. Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Where's his uncle? But, you know, we're thinking about maybe potentially taking the we're going to take the rest of this year.
We'll take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break.
I hate calling it that because, you know, breaks turned into permanent
shit. Of course. That's when you fuck other people for a while.
I know.
I'm not going on any other podcast.
I'm not starting another podcast.
No.
So,
we're going to take a bit of a break and we're going to collate and collaborate and get this thing off of this weird network that we're a part of for no reason that we
doesn't
never
appreciate
call
it.
Out. And I don't appreciate it. It does nothing for us.
It has in the past year and a half. We'll say 18 months minimum. Mm-hmm. It has done zero things to promote this podcast.
We used to have a guy do like a Facebook post when a new episode was released, which meant like he just copy pasted our show notes.
And
that was it. So we're not.
And there's not even that anymore.
It's not.
Do we still recognize him as a producer?
No.
Please, no.
All right. He was fired or quit. I would have fired him and quit. Now he's rehired. That's a whole other bag.
That's a whole other
so
bag.
We want a distance from that. All right. We want to potentially bring this to a video format on a different platform. Not the one. If you listen on Spotify, we stay there.
I assume. I vision a set like our cartoon that you created.
Yeah. Simple. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy, but something. Yeah.
Something. You know, and more.
Instead of this shell crater in Beirut we're having.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's actually a teepee. You better show some respect.
And this spotty, we've been pretty loose with it. Better to do a good job than a half-assed one.
Yeah.
So we're going to take our time with this, okay? So we're putting the brakes on it just for now, but that doesn't mean that we're not going down the highway. All right, we're going to come back full force, better than ever. With new ideas, all right, and we're gonna try something else. Okay?
Now you can cut this out if you want, but we briefly mentioned just a minute ago about re-releasing some early podcasts that have been sought after recently.
Yes, yes. The first 50 episodes you might have a hard time finding.
Right.
We're gonna just re-release those for the next 2 months.
I love it. That's
up until the new year.
So two a week until the new year.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then we'll see what happens. All right. So all the dedicated fans will know where we're going to go and what we're going to do, and we're going to figure it out. But, you know, you deserve more than this, fan listening. We're going to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're going to take this time.
Get what you pay for.
Yeah, get what you pay for. Which is nothing. But sometimes free is really good. Have you ever tried?
And no Blue Chew sponsorships just yet.
Yeah.
No. Not just yet, but we'll see.
I'm getting older, though.
You eat a free hot dog? It's delicious.
Yeah, right? Free hot dog is
something. I love hot dogs.
Amazing.
Corn dogs even better.
That's what I'm saying. So expect us to be gone for a little while, but to come back you know, after 3 days, like, no, I'm kidding. No, I'm not going to compare ourselves to JC, but it's all good. We're, you know, we're going to come back. We're going to do it right. Hopefully, or not.
Speaking of JC, you should release that podcast episode.
That might have to come. And I talked about that. Might have to,
because we had a great conversation about just beliefs in general and a lot of, you know, misconceptions and things of that nature.
So. Sure. You know, that type of stuff can be on the table. We need to, the problem with this podcast right now is it's too directly linked to the jobs that feed our families.
Right.
And this is bad thing.
No,
to not make any money off of
so
and
far,
have it destroy our lives.
What you're saying so far is basically that the right person hasn't got a hold of it and said, I want to destroy these guys' lives.
That's right.
Seriously.
We've been cruising on that for a while.
Because we've said plenty.
Forever. Yeah.
We've said plenty.
There
could,
is plenty.
That if somebody wanted to try, they could.
Or somebody's got their work cut out playing cover, for, you know.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, we've mentioned this before, and I'm the first one to say losing a huge advertiser would be a blow, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's the biggest blow I could take. And at the end of the day, I'll lose an advertiser to say what I believe in.
That's right.
I get more vulgar on this podcast than I would in any other situation. Mm-hmm. And that's on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I want to just kind of let people know that even though you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you can still be a normal dude.
Yeah.
Just a regular old human being, right?
I don't talk like this in my daily.
Exactly.
Here, then, there.
Yeah.
I've never said anything I believe in. Except reparations.
Yeah.
Yeah. You believe in that.
But at the end of the day, I think I came into this podcast thinking I wanted to be able to be the true me, even if that is kind of harsh and rough and vulgar, because in the everyday life, I smooth a lot of that out for you, for the regular person.
That's right, man. And we want to take it elsewhere.
And this is an outlet for me. I would hate, most importantly, I would miss seeing you guys on a weekly basis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we need to keep it going. 200 and some odd, 80 whatever episodes is nothing to drop into the
coming
garbage
up on 300.
Can. We're coming up on, 200.
200, I'm 200. Sorry, 180,
So
coming up on 200 episodes.
It's not something we plan on ditching forever. We just need some time. We got to take some time.
Yeah.
We all have things to sort out in our lives to make sure that we bring it more consistent and more better later. All right, so we're going to take a moment and collate and get this thing going right in a different form, a different form factor, and a different fashion. So,
I've recently done a lot of research on building my own TV station.
Yeah.
So maybe we just create some content for a TV station.
Everything's changed since we started this thing, by the way. We're not all working in the same station.
Correct.
Me and Patrick didn't have kids.
Correct.
Patrick didn't have a second full-time job.
Correct.
You know, we didn't have to drive to Oklahoma to do it. It was easy to do it at work right after the show.
That's right.
So, like, things have changed, so we need to.
Yeah.
Right? And we haven't yet. I haven't yet. So.
Our priorities have changed.
Yeah, everything.
Most importantly.
And I want the podcast to be a priority.
I
want it to be something all three of us are like, no, I literally can't do that.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to do this thing that's actually being a big part of my life and potentially making us money.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah,
because we want to think about a Patreon. We want to think about a subscriber thing. You pay us a dollar, and we get this out to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we're moving towards that. We're hoping 2025 bigger and better. We're going to release some old episodes for now.
First 50
keep it going.
Hard to come by.
First
episodes.
50 are hard to come
because you can't
by.
Find on the website either.
No, you can't.
You can't find the first 100 on the website or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know how many now.
It's just scrubbed.
Every week there's another one gone.
Yeah. So we're going to keep the regrettable coming to you guys. The next episode that you hear is going to be the very first episode,
that's
which
awesome.
Is so completely different.
That's awesome.
Than what you're hearing right now. Every episode that we've done has been better, especially for the, I'm going to go ahead and say the past 30 have been like exceptional. So there's no
I remember
reason.
Do y'all remember going into the first couple episodes thinking
with a notebook and a,
yeah we're like okay yeah. I'm gonna eat something in every episode. I remember saying this
yeah,
to myself
yeah.
I'm gonna eat something in every for the first 50 I think I'm eating literally and it's like
insane.
It's crazy,
so many things. So you'll get to enjoy that and hear baby
we
baby
still
talk.
Smash a cold beer, maybe take a shot,
of course,
and enjoy ourselves. And that's I enjoy just chatting with you guys. That's kind of a whole point. So for me anyway,
there were some sloshy ones back then.
Oh, for
there
sure.
was. Yeah, there was some pretty great. The one.
Okay. Do we still have the one where we ate some edibles and didn't end up?
Oh, that's not a podcast. That's a trap.
Yes. Yes. That would have to be something released to let you give them in the show notes. This is what happened.
Well, you got to sign on for the top tier Patreon for that.
Exactly.
Yes.
You have to subscribe to hear that one.
Yeah.
Because I think about halfway through, we just were like, okay, we can't do this.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Halfway through, I think
Patrick's looking at me like, I don't remember this.
I was crying. I was literally crying the whole time. Anyway,
sorry. I just read an email here that I'm going to have to send a very nasty reply to.
Oh, that's the best.
Don't tell me what the hell to do.
Ooh, anyway, I love it.
We're not going away. We're just hiding for a minute. Yeah. All right. So don't go anywhere. Those. Enjoy this. Enjoy the next few episodes of some older stuff. And we're going to come back. New year, new us, new podcast. Hopefully, we'll let you know if we decide to throw it in the garbage can entirely.
Yeah. We'll come back and do a final episode if we do.
Yes.
But if we don't come back and give you a final episode, then expect to see us.
Yes.
The next time you hear us.
Literally see us.
Seriously. Because I'm going to go all in if we're going to do this.
100%. Okay. Forget the washedoutpodcast.com. Don't go to that. Go to our Spotify. Listen on there.
Because we have more. The greatest thing is we have more Spotify listens in the last 90 days than we have on the website.
Yeah. Probably all time.
Maybe all time now.
Might be all time.
All time actually is still pretty lopsided, but it's getting there. And that tells me that people.
We don't need that. We don't need them.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything for us.
There's no promotional aspect of it whatsoever.
Yeah. If I sell this thing, none of this money is going into my boss's hands. It's going right back into this podcast. So there it is. All right. We're going to come back better, stronger. Okay. That's the plan, at least.
We're taking a break.
We are. All right. It's been 4 years.
Wow.
All right, so we're taking a bit of a break. We're going to release some old crap, you know, like I said. So listen up.
We won't leave you hanging.
We're not going to leave you hanging.
We'll let you know one way or another.
Absolutely.
By New Year. Let's set it right now. New Year's podcast. Let them know one way or another.
That's right. 100%.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
So enjoy this new stuff, this old stuff for new
and
for now.
Yeah.
And we'll see you at the beginning of the next year. We will see y'all next year.
Peace.
Later.